We've been looking at a number of things in Matthew 16 in relation to building a new covenant church. As I said, this is the first time that the word church occurs in the Bible, in the New Testament. It's a New Testament concept. There was no church in the Old Testament. It's something that Jesus introduced in the New Covenant. And I find that lots and lots of Christians don't have an understanding of it. Now, that's not surprising, because the devil's main aim is to blind us to as much of God's truth as possible. I mean, he'll first of all try to blind us to the forgiveness of sins, which he succeeded in blinding millions and billions of people around the world. If they knew that truth, they would be free. Just like Jesus said, you shall know the truth shall set you free from the guilt of sin. Okay, if he didn't succeed there, that means you somehow broke through and got some light on how your sins can be forgiven. Then that's not all the truth there is in the Bible. The Bible speaks of the whole counsel of God. Now you may have got a small segment of that circle. And then the devil will seek to blind you to as much as possible. You break through to an overcoming life. A lot of people think, that's it. I've really got everything there is in the Christian life now. I met numerous people who never become a submissive member of any local church, which is an expression of the body of Christ. They flipped from church to church to church, like visiting Chinese restaurants and Telugu restaurants and different restaurants in search of food. Now, the church is not a restaurant. It's a family. And many people don't want to accept the responsibilities in a family. One of the characteristics of the human race is we like to have privilege without responsibility. You see that in teenagers. You see that in grown-ups. We want all the privileges, all the blessings that God can give us, but we don't want to take any responsibility until we see how Jesus lived, and then we change. We take up the cross, and then we realize that responsibility is a major part of the Christian life. And then we shall not flit from church to church. We shall become a committed part of a local church. But again, like I said, if we don't break through, we'll remain blind. It's not something that I can explain to you or convince you about. I think of Paul writing to the Ephesians, and he says, I pray that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened. Now, he didn't say, just read my epistle 10 times, meditate on it, study it, go to the root meanings of the Greek words, and you'll understand all this rubbish in the way in which people try to understand Scripture today. It's good to read Scripture 100 times. The Pharisees read it 100 times and still thought that Jesus was the prince of devils. What did they lack? Intelligence? No. Earnest study? No. What they lacked was humility, which would have given them the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Because God, in his great wisdom, has hidden these truths from the clever and the intelligent. Those are Jesus' words in Matthew 11:25. And reveal them to those who have the heart of a babe. They get revelation. So I've seen through the years that the church is a revelation. God opened Paul's eyes to see it, that the church was a body. I think he got that light on the road to Damascus. As he was going down that road, and he heard this voice from heaven saying, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. And he began to think, he was a clever man, how in the world can I persecute someone who's living in heaven? And there the seed was sown in his mind of the great truth that though the head is in heaven, the body is on the earth. And when Paul persecuted Christians, he was persecuting the head. And that whole truth began to open up in his mind through the Holy Spirit. And for the rest of his life, he preached on the church as a body of Christ. And wherever he went, he didn't have the passion to save souls like today people have. He had a passion to build the church. Saving souls is like getting a finger and throwing it there and getting a leg and throwing it there, like the anatomy laboratory in medical colleges. It's not a body. But I've seen through the years, unless a person's eyes are open, you can speak to them for years and they'll never understand it. I'm not here to judge them, but I know the reason is a lack of humility. Anyone who's got humility will get revelation on the whole truth of God. The more you humble yourself, the more God opens your eyes. Cleverness will never lead you there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean upon your own understanding, it says, if you want God to direct all your paths. So we've been looking at that, the church that Jesus spoke about in verse 18, and the mark of that church is that the gates of hell, the powers of spiritual darkness, will never be able to triumph over it. Any church over which the powers of darkness are triumphing, it's not the church of Jesus Christ. And when you see churches today where divorce is accepted, remarriage is accepted, pastors are remarried and divorced, what is that? That's not the church of Jesus Christ. That's the church of the devil, which claims to be the church of Jesus Christ, which has completely disregarded the commands of Christ and which treats sin lightly and think that in the 21st century we've got more wisdom than Jesus had in the first century about matters like divorce and remarriage. Well, that'll always be there. Babylon will continue to be big and great. The Bible says that it's going to end as a great institution which will finally collapse. Jerusalem may not be that big in size, but it's going to be pure in quality. And that's what we want to spend our life building, because that's the only thing that'll remain. It's like Noah. Once he knew that the ark was the only thing that would remain after the flood was gone, he devoted all his attention to building the ark. He worked to earn his living. There was nobody to support him financially. He worked to earn his living, a great example for Christian workers today, and devoted all his time to build the ark. That's a great example. Your job must only be a means of earning a living. If you want to be like Noah in the last days and devote yourself to building the church, it's the only thing that'll remain. Noah didn't just bring a lot of planks together and put it there and a whole lot of nails. That's like saving souls. He built something. He built. What's the use if he had just collected all the planks and the nails and everything else and left it there, like many evangelists do? No, he built an ark. It was built one with another in unity. That's what Jesus is building today. When he built Adam, he didn't just build a hand and leave it there and a leg and leave it there. He put it together. And that's what he's doing today as well.